You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.
The potato is, it's roughly the third most important food crop in the world.
It's part of our culture. It's who we are. You know, you become part of the land. It becomes part of your identity. And you love what you do.
Tradition, way of life. You get to be your own boss. Every day is different. Some days are windy, some days are sunny. So that's part of the joy of doing what we do.
How are we going to increase yield of potatoes to be able to feed the population as it continues to double at a very fast rate?
When we start from planting everything, it's always nervous. Yeah, till we get every one of them out, then we okay after that.
And that was the trailer to Spud Country, Idaho, Outdoor Idaho's newest episode on Idaho Public Television. Producer Lauren Malink and crew spent a year documenting the life and times of the Idaho potato, its farmers and processors, while producer Bill Manny traveled around with the Big Idaho Potato Truck to learn more about marketing the state's spud. Lauren and Bill are joining us live now, along with Idaho's Secretary of Agriculture, Celia Gould, who was featured in the documentary. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you.
Hi, Gemma.
Thanks.
So, Lauren, let's start with you. You know, the potato, it's a big deal here in Idaho, to say the least. I mean, it's on our license plates. I mean, even if you want to get away from it, you cannot. So how did this idea come about to focus on this crop?
I think we were just talking about how pretty the land over there in East Idaho is when you've got the mountains in the background and the green potato growing. And it's really a beautiful part of the landscape. And it's a part we haven't focused on in particular with the potato. And so we just wanted to figure out a way to highlight something that's so Idaho, which is the potato. I mean, everyone thinks of, when they think of Idaho, they think about the potato. And so being able to explain to people how much work goes into making Idaho the potato state is kind of where the show, how the show developed.
Mm-hmm. And I think you're right, Lauren, that if folks have not spent time in East Idaho, I think there may be maybe a lack of an appreciation for how much it drives life in East Idaho, in particular when there can be an issue with potatoes. I mean, I remember years ago being a reporter over there, and there was some type of, you know, fungus or disease that was overtaking crops. I mean, this is a big deal in a huge chunk of our state.
Yeah, and that's what is kind of one of those things that the more you know, the more you learn, the more you learn. And that's what we saw, is every time we spoke with someone, they'd say, oh, well, you got to go talk to this person about that. And just finding out how much work goes into it and how many issues can arise. And Celia can really speak to that, is she's got a line in the show that there's always something that comes up that you're dealing with potato industry, or disease or weather. It's always something.
So, Celia, talk about that. I mean, you've been in your position since 2007, and the potato really derives a big chunk of our economy. But as Lauren mentioned, I mean, you do. You have weather, you have disease. It's things that I think a lot of people, if they're living in a more metro area, may not pay much attention to.
Well, that's right, Gemma. You know, growing potatoes is a risky business. You know, it's high input costs, a lot of calculated risk in the process, and a lot goes into it. And I had the opportunity last night to get to preview the show, and I got to tell you, to be honest with you, I thought, how are they going to make growing potatoes interesting? But it's so much more than that. And I found it fascinating, to be honest. But it's, yeah. For potato growers, you know, you've got to love what you do, because it is a risky business.
And risky business, Celia, how does that then play into the economy?
Well, you know, potatoes are the third largest farm gate receipts in Idaho. Dairy is number one, followed by all livestock. That would be dairy cattle, other beef cattle, sheep, fall into the second category. Third actually are is the potato as far as farm gate receipts. But as far as our identity is concerned, the potato is absolutely number one. Everybody knows that, not only in Idaho or the United States, but around the world. That's, we get a lot of bang for our buck marketing on the shirt tails of the Idaho potato with a lot of our other products. But it translates into every, and I know we're talking about Eastern Idaho, but the whole southern part of the state grows potatoes anymore. And so it translates into not just the grower, but the processor, all of the labor force, but downtown businesses. You know, I think mm-hmm. people will be amazed when they watch this program, just how much goes into growing potatoes and how detailed it is.
And Bill, I think there's a, you know, Director Gould made such a good point about the impact of the potato, right? I mean, just for example, I mean, I remember, you know, growing up, you would see Ore-Ida potatoes in the grocery store. I am embarrassed to say that it wasn't until I moved to Idaho that I realized what the Ore and the Ida meant, Oregon and Idaho potatoes. But, you know, but so often I think that we as Idahoans kind of make fun of this great Idaho potato, right? Well, I'm curious to know why you think that is, but also, as Director Gould said, I mean, this defines Idaho all around the world.
Yeah, you know, when I moved here in 2000, and I think people kind of had they were kind of embarrassed about being the potato state.
Yeah.
And, you know, in fact, Frank Muir tells a story in the show about 2003, the legislature was talking about taking the famous Idaho potatoes off the license plates, and he had to lobby to
That's
save
right.
that. And so early 2000s, you had, you know, low carb diets were making Idaho potatoes unpopular. The Department of Agriculture, U.S. and the USDA was talking about taking them off of cafeteria school menus. And the Idaho legislature, for goodness sakes, was considering taking them off the license plates. And they decided that they needed to really make the potato hip and fun. And I think in uh-huh. the 20 years I've been here, I don't hear that embarrassment about the potato anymore. I think people have, like me, embraced the potato.
I agree.
And all, you know, its kitschiness.
Well, and as you told that story, I remembered, I was like, oh, that's right. And didn't they hire I think her name's Denise Austin. She was
yes.
she was at the time a very, very well-known celebrity, a trainer, you know, exercise
yeah.
expert, right? A fitness guru, to basically come out and say, eat a potato, eat the Idaho potato. It's good for you.
That was the first phase in the kind of turning the PR battleship around in the early 2000s. And so after they kind of tried to address the, you know, the health facts of the potato, mm-hmm. then they decided that they needed to really build on that reputation. And I have to say, you know, I'm a hard bitten journalist. I'm pretty cynical, but I'm a sucker for all the big Idaho potato and the potato drop. And I think a lot of people are like me these days.
I would agree with that. So speaking of the folks who are really impacted by the potato, Lauren, you, as we mentioned, spent a lot of time on the road. I mean, we're talking a year with your crew going around the state, talking to potato farmers. One person you featured in the documentary, her name is Melanie Schwindemann. Before we talk about her, I want to take a quick listen to part of her story.
Well, we're right in the middle of potato harvest. It's about a 3-week potato harvest here in Newdale, Idaho. I think it's fun just to see if you can put in a 16-hour day. I think that's impressive. The dirtier they get and in there working, I think they love that. The more they can work, the harder they can work, the better they feel. They really do. We've got 5 girls, they all drive truck. We've got 2 boys and they're on the equipment. And now the grandkids, I just love them. So they'll come and sit on my lap and they'll learn how to drive the truck. And yeah, it's just fun.
So Lauren, talk about Melanie and her family potato farm.
Yeah. Melanie was fantastic. She was, the way she spoke about potatoes was inspirational. And that was one of our first interviews that we did in the show, we decided on the show and then realized harvest was happening right then. So I had to get over to East Idaho. And she just kind of represented everyone, really how they felt about the potato industry and working harvest and working planting. And yeah, she kind of goes on about how much she loves working a 16-hour day. And you could tell she wasn't joking. And so we were like, are you sure you really like it that much? And she loved it. That's kind of everyone we ran into said, yeah, it's hard work, but I stuck with it because I love it. And that was neat to see, is that these people are doing this really hard work and they really are passionate about it. It's such a family affair, and friends and student workers come in. So it's really a group, a fun activity kind of, even though it's hard work.
And I think you're right, Lauren. It's interesting. My both of my sons, their second grade teacher, grew up on a family potato farm in East Idaho. And they talk so much about their second grade teacher because she talked so much about growing up on this farm. And I think that in a way put a love of potatoes into my children. And I think that's really interesting that we kind of see that play out with these farmers. I mean, this is hard work, as you mentioned.
Yeah. And one thing that's kind of in Boise, we don't have this, is they have spud break or harvest break over there. So students have 2 or 3 weeks to go work harvest if they want. And we talked to some of the students, and one of my favorite lines in the show is a girl, I think she's 15 maybe, and she says that she has really learned to appreciate her potatoes. She's been working there for a week and a half, and it's hard work, and she's got a new appreciation for potatoes that she said she never had before. So she wants everyone to have that feeling about potatoes now.
Yeah. So Lauren, as we mentioned, you and your crew spent a year on the road. I'm curious about what your biggest takeaway was.
That's a good question. I think, and I've kind of said this, is just realizing how many people are involved and the trickle-down effect of the potato industry. As you think it's just the farmers, and then you realize it's the fertilizer person and the crop duster and the people working in machinery plants and packing plants and processing. And so it just keeps and going down to restaurants and celebration. There's Spud Day in Shelley, Idaho. So just realizing how big this industry is. It's enormous.
Director Gould, you mentioned this a little bit about the culture of the potato. Talk a little bit more about that, because there is kind of a narrative around the great Idaho potato.
Well, you know, I think a lot of the great entrepreneurs, and probably the greatest entrepreneur of all times in Idaho, J.R. Simplot, got his start from the potatoes. And so a lot of our storyline, as the building of the state goes around, and the show documents how the potato got its start, they believe in Lapway in the 1800s, where they believe it first came to. But you know, it's the richness, I think, is in how genuine the people that grow potatoes are. You know, it's not a facade. They believe in what they're doing. I think one of the takeaways from this show that people will have is that our humble little potato really is, growing that is a pretty sophisticated process. And I think people are going to be shocked at how sophisticated the process of growing potatoes are. So while, you know, we talked a little bit early on about running away from it, and maybe the potato state was not the image that people wanted, I think that they can be proud of not only how ingrained it is in our culture because of the genuine and the sincerity that people have, but also how sophisticated the process is.
Mm. And Bill, I mean, I know Lauren and her crew spent the year going around the state. You spent time with the Big Idaho Potato Truck. But I mean, truly, There is a love of the potato, as we talked about a little bit earlier, but the marketing aspect of this has made a tremendous impact for our state and our state's image.
You're right. You know, more than one people in that show talk about how Idaho is a brand now. It's an agricultural brand unlike any other state. You know, you have California avocados or Florida oranges, but nobody thinks about those states the way people think about potatoes in Idaho. And, you know, I need to point out my experience with the Idaho potato truck dates back 5 years. I rode on that potato to Seattle, the potato truck to Seattle for the Seafair Parade when I was riding for the Statesman. So I've been documenting the Idaho potato truck for many years. And when we went up to the Braun Brothers concert in Challis with the potato and then rode back with them through the state, just seeing people greet that potato at rest stops, at Galena Summit, we stopped in Fairfield and half the town turned out on a Sunday night because of a couple social media posts to see that potato in their state. In fact, we got stopped by the Blaine County Sheriff's Office who wanted pictures. So they stopped the truck and posed for pictures along Highway 20. So it really, I think it's just become part of the state's culture and people. Maybe people in Idaho are ambivalent about the potato sometimes, but I tell you what, you ride with that potato truck and nobody who passes it, you know, with their cameras and their selfies is ambivalent about the Idaho potato truck.
I tell you, it's become a celebrity in and of itself. All right, we have about 2 minutes left, but Lauren, I want to talk about another part of the documentary, which I think is so great and interactive. And this is you're asking for people to share their potato recipes. Gotten anything interesting so far?
Yeah. We put a call out on Facebook asking people to share their family recipes. And we've got 20 or so recipes and there's one heart attack potatoes, which as you can imagine is a lot of cheese, a lot of sour cream, a lot of butter, but they look fantastic.
Delicious.
Yeah. And some things I hadn't heard of mashed potato roll-ups where you use a pie crust to roll mashed potatoes inside and then bake it. So it's kind of neat to see the different ways that people use potatoes and the excitement they have in sharing their family recipes. The show talks a lot about the industry itself. So it's nice to see how these potatoes that come out of the ground are actually used in Idaho, what people do with them.
All right. Celia, do you have a favorite potato recipe?
You know, it's pretty hard to beat a good old baked potato with lots of butter and sour cream and cheese. And then sometimes if you've got a little bit of leftover meat in the refrigerator, you can throw that on there. That's just hard to beat. I do a pretty mean German potato salad as well. I stole that recipe, though. It's not mine.
I introduced my kids to the potato bar this year. I'm not sure how much they liked it, but oh man, it's delicious. All right, Bill, favorite recipe, potato recipe.
Grandma Jo Manny, her scalloped potatoes, I think are my favorite potato recipe. And just be forewarned, when you watch this show, you better have eaten something because it's going to make you really hungry.
I love it. So Lauren, how do people watch? When will it be on? And how can folks share their potato recipes?
Yes, they can watch on Sunday night, December 5th at 7 p.m. on Idaho Public Television. And it'll be available online after that. And then also you can email your recipes to me. I can give you that email address if you want. You can put it online.
Put it online.
Okay, perfect. Email them to me. We can post them, share them, and then they can share their online recipe book with family and friends.
Well, I want to thank all of you, producer Lauren Mullink, producer Bill Manny, and Idaho Secretary of Agriculture Celia Gould. I want to go have a potato now. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.